Hallelujah. And therefore, I have a right to come into his presence without any kind of condemnation, without any kind of guilt. I have a right to come in his presence. I have a right to expect to be healed. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is this. Paul said this is my one aspiration. Oh, that I may know it. Look at verse 10. For my determinate purpose, my determined purpose, I'm determined. This is my determinate purpose. This is what it is, that I may know him. Not know about him, but oh, I may know him. I may know him. That I may know him. That I may know him. That I may progressively become more acquainted and deeply what? And more deeply and intimately acquainted with him, proceeding, recognizing and understanding what? The wonders. Because to God, to most people, God is a wonder. A wonder is what you somebody said, what is a wonder? You be wondering, what is it? But once I get to know the wonders of his person, what I've been wondering about, now I know about it. The wonders of his person, more strongly and more clearly, and that I may, in that same way, come to know. Oh, glory to God. I'm about to run off, y'all. Better tie me down. Come to know the power that outflowed from his resurrection. Glory to God. Every demon, every sickness, every disease, every enemy have to flee because of the power. Which it exerted over believers. Well, who are you? You know, we'll be more correctly. You know, really, we'll be more correctly if we just say we're believers. Because anybody can say they're a Christian. And we have a lot of them saying they're Christian, but they don't produce Christian results. Huh? But a believer believes God. Huh? What did God say about a believer? That all things are possible. Yes. How many things? All things are possible to him that believes. And he exerted this over believer, this power that outflowed from his resurrection. And that I may do what? So share. Now watch it. That I may so share in his suffering. Now some people think, well, now get it now. Some people think, well, see, you're supposed to suffer sickness. Come on now. Don't be dumb. He ain't suffering no sickness. Because he took that to hell with him and buried it. He ain't suffering none of that stuff, so don't even let him bring it up to you. He's talking about persecution. Somebody resentment coming to you. People resent you because you say you believe God. You can say, I believe God is a healer. People will resent you and get upset with you and try to make you look bad and try to shame you down. But remember, I don't have any guilt. I don't have any shame. I've been redeemed from it. Hallelujah. So try to put it on me. I will identify with that suffering. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. That I may so share in his suffering. And Paul, if you go to that, I think it's 2 Corinthians chapter 11. If you go, he'll tell you about all the stuff he's been through, the pearls of waters, countrymen in the city, all kind of stuff he went through. He did that for suffering for Christ, not sickness. And you have people try to tell you that he had pus in his eye. The Bible didn't say that. Now, where you come up with that? Stop lying on God. Go find and read it to me. Come on now. You're so smart. Anyway, let's go on. Sharing his suffering. As to be what? Listen, if I share with him, go with him, I will be continually transformed in spirit. That's what I want. If I will go with the spirit, I can renew this mind. I can keep this body under. Transform in spirit into his what? Likeness, even to his death in the hope. Death ain't gonna ever rule him again. So I won't ever have to be concerned about death separating me from God. Because he conquered death. I share with him in that victory. Hallelujah. Yes, this body gonna lay down one day. It ain't gonna move no more. But I'm not gonna die. Hallelujah. Why are you not gonna die? Because I'm alive in Christ. I'm alive in Christ. I shall live forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the most powerful news, the good news of the gospel that has been given to mankind and we are commanded and commissioned to preach this gospel all over the world. To all people, tribe, language, make no difference who they are, whatever kind of group, we are commissioned to preach it. Hallelujah. And the religious folks and tradition and label they're put on us and try to make us be confined to just, they say, and we walk around, we got to stop talking that way. We a black church. We this, no, we one church that been bought by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It makes no difference what color your skin. It makes no difference whether you're tall, short, fat, or skinny, ugly, or pretty. It doesn't matter. We all been bought by the blood of Jesus. And every one of you have a right to the kingdom of God. Every one of you have a right to prosper. Every one of you have a right to win in life. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. This gospel here must be preached. It's time to stop tickling people's ears and let you know if you rebel against God, you're in trouble. If you're rebellious in your spirit, you're in trouble. If you're disobedient and you hold unforgiveness and harbor that in your life, you're in trouble. God can't work in your favor. Because you're off the page with them. Hallelujah. You need to get on the same page with God. He's right. He was right before you got here. And he's right while you're here. And if you leave, he's still right. Did you hear me? Just because you act up and won't do right, God ain't going to change for your acting up. But if you're a man up, you're a woman up, you'll stand up on the word of God, he'll show up every time in your life and bring victory in that situation. Woo! Woo! Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus. So what does it mean to be in right standing with God? I have right. Yeah. This earth and its system and what goes on here do not control me. It does not. I will not let it influence me. I will not let it make me back down from what I believe. I'm fully persuaded. I believe the report of the Lord. His arm has been revealed unto me. I know that I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Holy Ghost, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.